Last week, the University of Auckland officially announced its new Māori name, Waipapa Taumataroa, which was gifted by Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei. I talked last week to Associate Professor Te Kaweho Hoskins and Michael Steedman about this new name change. Here's that interview now. The University of Auckland has just adopted the Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei gifted name, Waipapa Taumataroa. Can you talk a little bit about the significance of this name and what it represents to the university?
The first thing is that it's a gift from Ngāti Whātua is what we call ahikā, or sometimes you represent it as mana whenua. And so Apihai Te Kāwau was the tupuna they gave, a gift of 3,000 acres for the establishment of Auckland City in 1840. So there's a long connection to this space. We have had a MOU, high-level relationship agreement with Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei in the time of John Hood, who was the Vice-Chancellor, and Sir Hugh Kāwhiru in 2003. So it came about as a result of wanting to refresh that relationship a couple of years ago. So myself and Cindy Kiro, the then Pro-Vice-Chancellor Māori, went to meet to talk about the relationship, and one of the things that came out of that meeting was a suggestion around perhaps gifting a name could be a good signal in the relationship, and so Waipapa Taumataroa was born there. Waipapa takes its name from the physical landing place down on Beach Road, which was the shoreline of early Auckland. In Mechanics Bay or Tuangaroa. And so the marae takes its name after that place. Taumataroa part, Taumata is a pinnacle or peak or a place of ascension, if you like. Rau means 100 or can be used to mean many. So it's essentially saying Waipapa, the place of many peaks. And if you think about us as a university, it has many peaks, it has many places that people can aspire to. Each individual that comes here, staff and students, have their own hopes and aspirations or things that they want to work hard towards. So the narrative opportunity of the name gives us a broader opportunity to dive deep into our history and talk about our legacy by using this opportunity or using our name.
I think Michael's given a good summary of the name, but I suppose you'll know that the Te Whare Wānanga or Tāmaki Makaurau is the, you know, the literal translation of the University of Auckland. And so taking up this name, this gift from Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, is a kind of a, for me anyway, a step in the direction of indigenising the university. So here we have an actual name from the actual place upon which the university is established, with all of the knowledges and histories and relationships that attend to that name, including the university. So I think that's a powerful move on the part of the university to take up that name, and I'm sure it hasn't been without you know, some controversy in some quarters. So this represents for us a kind of a substantiation of the new Taumata Tete strategy, the Auckland University's new strategic plan, and also the Toitū Waipapa, which is the enduring Indigenous framework that underpins that. So for all those reasons, this is a really important occasion for us.
I guess just for me, with the original name, we didn't have the opportunity to go or to talk about the space in which we occupy. So when we use things like Waipapa, people know where Waipapa is as far as the central city goes. Taumataroa is sort of a lovely metaphorical, picturesque way of describing achievement, which connects us back, you know, to the history of the place. The university's been around for since 1883, Auckland has a deeper history than that, so it gives us a chance to, as a university, to tell that story, and for our students coming in to be part of that history as well. So I think it's a good step for us to acknowledge Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei as well. And then I'm hopeful that we can, you know, more other opportunities will flow from this. One of the more recent ones has been the rebranding of the Taumata, the Distinguished Alumni Awards, which takes its inspiration from our new name too. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of those in the future.
And who was it that really pushed for this name change? Was it led by the both of you, or were staff involved in this process?
I guess it wasn't a push so much, it was an offering. It was a gift, and we brought it back, we as in myself and Cindy Kittle at the time, to our staff. Our staff liked the opportunity it represented, and then we slowly socialised it around to different parts, where it's become an embedded part of who we are at the moment. And today was really the last step in cementing it. It was confirmed at council at the end of last year that we could go ahead with our next steps. And the ceremony that we conducted this morning was a nice traditional way of bedding in that relationship too. So it was good for our Chancellor, Vice-Chancellor and PVC Māori and our PVC Pacific and other members of the university to be there this morning to witness the step.
And the university has said that this new name marks the beginning of a new strategic direction. Can you comment on, either of you, any institutional change that's planned following this name change?
I think it, as I said before, it sits alongside is hand in hand with the Taumata Tete strategy, which is values-led and also place-based. So it is a new direction for the university, in a sense, to be saying, you know, where we are located in this community or this isthmus with these sets of relationships historically, contemporarily, and into the future with the diverse communities of Auckland, that these aspects of us are important, and maybe they've always been important but we haven't really acknowledged them as important. So there's strategic work going on at the moment to develop a partnership and engagement strategy with our wider communities in Auckland, and to reach out to communities that perhaps have not really had a great deal of engagement with the university in the past. There's work going on in the renewal of the curriculum across the university, which is a number of themes underpinning it, including sustainability, transdisciplinarity, but also the place of Mātauranga Māori and Te Tiriti in our curriculum. And so all of those things align too with an acknowledgement of place and the kind of the histories and the social and political histories that attend to the university's place in Aotearoa New Zealand, and which isn't to sort of be parochial and inward or backward-looking, but it's to say that perhaps what you produce as a university is actually more unique and more important if it takes with it its kind of relationships out into a more global or outward-looking set of connections.
And Michael, I think you mentioned that, you know, there has been some resistance to this within some communities within the university. What do you both hope that this opportunity will bring in terms of the university's actions and also the value of Mātauranga Māori? Te Kaweho, why don't you start first?
Yeah, I mean, I think it wasn't without controversy, and I'm not sure that I know that as a statement of fact, to be honest. My engagement with the name and Taumata Tete as a direction for the university that, among other things, values Mātauranga Māori has been incredibly positive. Everybody that I've engaged with in every part of the university, every service division, is excited about this and, you know, feels very positive about what this can mean for the university. I mean, I guess Mātauranga Māori is Māori knowledge, but also is related to Māori ways of understanding the world or thinking about the world or engaging with the world. So it's kind of not just about pieces of knowledge, it's about an appreciation of other ways of viewing the world and, in our case, Indigenous ways of viewing the world, you know, as, you know, vast kinship of network of relationships and the importance of relationships, therefore, to everything that we do, our accountability to each other, our responsibility to each other, all of those things that actually make for a better world. So we are looking forward to encouraging that kind of thinking in the university, encouraging people to understand who they are and therefore, and then understand who they are in relation to the Māori world in relation to this place.
Michael, do you have any final comments on what you hope this opportunity will bring for the university?
So at the time of the initial suggestion, we were well into establishing our te reo revitalisation plan for the university too, and that's enjoyed a whole heap of support as well as we've developed it. And most recently with our second semester staff te reo professional development program, it's sold out within 3 days and it's oversubscribed. So it just gives us a sense of the desire amongst staff at least, and students in a lot of cases, wanting to be part of this next step of the university's journey, to be part of the nationwide approach to language revitalisation. At the time when we established that particular plan, we could see that we were perhaps the only university in the country that had an institute-wide language revitalisation plan. It may not be the case now, but at the time I think that was the case. And so in some ways we've led this process. We've got some exciting times in front of us. The name ceremony was one of those steps along the way, underneath the Taumata Teitei too. So I'm excited for what the future holds, and I'm excited what the now holds too. There's a lot of work to do. But we sort of energised by the enthusiasm with which we've been met across the university and with our stakeholders too.